You mentioned that your target audiences and your target actors, as it were, are Australians. Do you think that modern Australian English makes particular demands on the translator?
Well, yes, and especially with my current book on Aristophanes, I actually find modern Australian English a great source of strength, because it's neither British nor American. It's sort of a separate country with a distinctive idiom of its own, and it's a very straightforward country. With Aristophanes, I've been quite happily using some elements of Australian slang, which come from the sort of larrikin aspect of our national character, and that has come in very useful when dramatising the sorts of things that Aristophanes' revolutionary heroes say as they go about their cutting a swathe through the life of the comedy. Dicaeopolis, for example, goes very nicely as an Australian country town citizen, reluctantly coerced inside the big city, which is a big resonance for us because the cities in Australia, Australia is a much more urbanised nation than most modern nations, and a countryman would feel very cooped up if he was forced to live in Sydney, for obvious reasons. So yes, I found it a great source of strength, and my only worry is that when I get to British and American publishers, they may ask me to edit some of it out. When we were workshopping my Iconians in Exeter 3 weeks ago, I had to get rid of hoons, which is a very nice Australian word, and replace it with yachts, which means the same and will have the same effect, and I suspect that will have to stay in the published translation. That's just one example.